Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Teresa Douglas Patterson, second year history student with the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies. On this day, August 10, 1839, Barbadians solemnly remembered the 8th anniversary of the Great Hurricane of 1831. This hurricane caused widespread destruction and killed an estimated 1,500 persons in Barbados, including 48 persons at the garrison, before striking St. Vincent, St. Lucia, and Cuba, and later ending its journey in Louisiana. Due to the devastating impact of this hurricane, its memory was forever etched in the minds of those who survived and lived to recount the sheer dread they experienced. In an article to the Barbadian newspaper, the terror that gripped this nation on that fateful night was remembered. In a reverent tone, readers were reminded that the heart-rending scene, the terrific horrors of the night of the 10th and the morning of the 11th of August, can never be obliterated from our remembrance. Readers were called to extol God during the hurricane season. Since it was only through God's continued gratitude and guidance that their lives and this isle were both protected and spared. Earlier that year, Barbadians were reminded of the unpredictability of Mother Nature when an earthquake rattled the island in January and again placed fear in their hearts. On that occasion, Barbados was spared, but this earthquake caused widespread death and destruction in neighboring Martinique. Thus, the importance of prayers for protection by all inhabitants on the island was underscored and reiterated. To commemorate the 8th anniversary of the Great Hurricane, Barbadians were expected to fill churches throughout this island, since it was deemed important to pour our whole hearts in prayer and praise to Him in whom divine and gracious hands are the issues of life and death, and who, in His most dreadful judgments, always remembers mercy. In 1839, with the absence of modern technology to predict and track incoming storms, invoking divine protection through fervent prayer was customary. Over the years, it seemed that such prayers were successful, since Barbados avoided the full wrath of many powerful hurricanes. However, we must never forget the times that we have been at Mother Nature's mercy, and we must always remember and cherish the memory of those who lost their lives over the years. Today, it is common to hear the popular idiom, God is a Bajan. For many Barbadians, this simple but yet powerful sentiment invokes a collective sense of hope that our island will be protected by God over the 6 months of the hurricane season. Much like generations before us, it is our way as a nation to call on God's continued guidance and protection in the event of an approaching storm.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.